doing. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun Show. My name is Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan.
This is episode 72.
This is. I'm playing with the ambient light sources.
Do we need the other light on or what?
No.
With that shit camera, it's better without that light on.
Yeah, it just like bleaches everything out, which is probably a good idea. Then you won't be able to see us.
Yeah.
Like, man, these guys are hot boys. They sound like hot boys.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
I do.
Yeah, Ryan do.
Yeah. They made fun of my voice this morning. So Chester and I went to breakfast, and I got there, and I hadn't spoken yet. I've been awake for like a half an hour. I haven't spoken yet, and I get to the bar, and we have breakfast at a bar. And they're like, hi, good morning, how are you? And I'm like, I'm doing good. Real good. I sounded good. I sounded sexy.
He was like, me want cookies.
Give me some coffee and biscuits. So how are you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing great. All right. Lorenzo, how you doing?
Hanging in there, man. Just
like
another
a hair and a biscuit.
Yep.
You got hair on your biscuit?
Oh, just hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah.
Did I have hair stuck in my teeth yesterday? For like an hour.
The worst? Like I get mustache
hair a beard
in my
hair?
Mouth all
it
the
was,
time.
It was so fucking annoying.
Occasionally it gets stuck between your teeth.
No, I don't get that.
I floss with my...
No.
You don't just like rub all your food across your face right before you eat it?
not that I tried lately, but nah.
If it smells particularly good, you should rub it on your mustache so you can smell that all day.
All day long, I'm just smelling McDonald's McGriddles.
All day, I'm smelling McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
I had a McGriddle for breakfast. It was really good. No episode last week?
Huh?
No, boys.
No.
Things didn't work out, man.
Yeah.
I leave town. You're like, well, I don't know how to push buttons, so we're not recording.
I totally was planning to do it.
No, we were trying to, but...
I'm going to blame someone else.
Couldn't find a third? Guys, they just got me on the phone. That always works out really, really well.
Didn't really try to find a third.
Where was I?
You were in North
Carolina. Oh, I was in North Carolina.
Yeah, you were hanging out with Dirk.
Oh, that's right. Well, before we talk about me, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Lorenzo?
Chester, what have you been up to?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Rude. I was totally going to steal that line from you today, too, because you say it all the fucking time.
There's always an elephant in this room.
Saw some movies.
Yeah?
Yeah. Finally made it back to the theater and make some movie
Save your
stuff.
Seat for you?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What'd you watch?
I went and saw Shazam.
Yeah, how was it?
I liked it a lot.
It looks like a lot of fun.
I watched
it
as
a lot of
well.
Fun.
It is a really good movie.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's just entertaining from like beginning to end. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It just looks fun. It doesn't look like super serious DC movie.
Yeah, DC always wants to make their movies like real dark.
Yeah. This looks fun. Like it looks like a a young teenager all of a sudden gets superpowers, and it's exactly what you would expect how a teenager to.
Yeah, and I took a few notes during the movie here, so let's see what I wrote because I was drunk.
I gotta pee. I should have got a bigger soda.
It was obviously sponsored by Dr. Pepper. I felt like that was worth writing down.
Well, can't be sponsored by Coors Light.
I thought maybe the Crips should have been Shazam because there was an opportunity for representation there.
The Crips?
The crippled kid.
Oh, no, you can't. He's crippled.
But when they transform into Shazam, he's a totally different person.
And then he gets super crippled.
Super crip. Super crip. He's super crippled. It was a superhero movie for the iGen.
The iGen?
Yeah, the millennials. The generation after that, they're calling the iGen, just because everything has an I in front of it and it's shortened.
Oh, like a lowercase I.
Like an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod or an iGeneration.
I get it.
Felt kind of like a live-action Freakazoid movie.
Yeah.
I never watched Freakazoid.
It's pretty entertaining.
I'm very
It's like an animated version of Shazam movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You get it.
I totally get it.
There were some after credit scenes, so DC is copying that. I guess it's the standard because Hellboy had. I also saw Hellboy, which I would not mind talking about for a minute. But also had two after credit scenes. That's just like the standard now.
I think it is. Just for like those superhero.
Oh, like a mid credit and a after credit?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they show The Rock as Black Adam?
No, but they had the lower half of Superman.
Which is pretty funny, dude.
They didn't show his face.
How they brought him into it was pretty entertaining.
They show his donger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
It also wears a cape.
All right. Why is there so much wind down there? Why is that cape flowing like that?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed the movie a lot.
Good.
It's worth watching.
What else did you watch?
Hellboy.
Oh, nice. How
was
that?
Which is, they drop the F-bomb in the first sentence of the movie. Nice. Just fuck. It's just right in there. It's great. Thomas Hayden Church plays a character called the Lobster, which was fucking fantastic. He's a Nazi killer.
Really?
Yeah, he's a legendary Nazi killer.
That's the guy from Wings, right?
Yeah.
Is it the guy from Wings?
Yeah. He played Lloyd in
Sandman?
Wings. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does he have like a lobster claw?
No, he's got like this. He's got like this electric thing on his hand that like burns his symbol into people's faces. So like Hellboy meets him and he's like, "Oh, let me see. Can I see the claw?" And he just kind of holds up his hand, just like this little glowing logo on his hand. He's like, "Cool." That was pretty great. The fight with the giants was fucking badass.
Oh yeah,
that was cool as hell. There were some truly horrifying hellspawn in the movie. I wrote truly horrifying hellspawn. Some of the monsters that come up out of hell were fucking just gross monsters.
Awesome.
Mila Jovovich Bokic was in it.
Yeah, she is in it.
It's a hyphenate. She's
Mila Jovovich.
I insisted that she take my last name, but I agreed that she could keep hers too.
For professional reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice of you.
And again, two post-credit scenes kind of set up a sequel.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did old What's-His-Face do as Hellboy?
I really liked it. I thought he was great.
Okay, how did this one stack up to the other two?
It's very different. Like,
a ton of people tell that from the trailer that it's going to be different.
Yeah.
So,
a ton of people are like, "Oh, is this a direct sequel? Like, well, I thought those movies bombed." And it's like, no, it's just whole new cast, whole new writers, directors, everything's brand new. I thought it was fucking awesome.
Okay.
I feel like Guillermo del Toro just kind of had some character designs left over from Pan's Labyrinth that he wanted to cram in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a vehicle to do it.
Okay. And the second one?
And then the second one as well, just like some creepy monsters with eyes on their hands or something.
Yeah.
And then this one, I've read a few of the comics, and this kind of felt more like the comics. Because in the comics, it kind of like takes place over the course of 50 years, and it's always like just a short story from some time in that period where he went and fought some monsters, and they do like these flashbacks during it to when he was like fighting a monster in like 1993 or whatever. It was pretty cool.
Tight.
I liked it a lot.
I'll have to check it out because I do really like Hellboy. So this is probably something I'd be entertained.
Yeah, that first one was, the second one was okay, but the first one was really good.
Yeah.
And actually, I remember I liked Mila Jovovich's portrayal of the Blood Queen, I think she was called.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because typically when they have like a female supervillain, like she's just so always trying so hard to be over the top evil.
Mm-hmm.
And she just seemed like a really kind of genuine, nice person who was actually evil as fuck.
Okay.
So I just kind of like the portrayal of her just kind of being like kind of a sweet looking, pretty young lady who was really evil as fuck.
Nice.
I like that portrayal.
I like that. It's a good one.
If you can only see one movie this weekend, which one would you suggest?
Out of the two?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Yeah. You got to pick one, though.
I got to pick one? I'm going to say Hellboy.
Okay. There you go. Hellboy wins.
All right.
Wrong button. There you go. Hellboy wins. Chester's movie pick. Thanks for coming out. All right, Lorenzo, what did you do?
Well, I went and saw Shazam. Okay. Very entertaining.
Tell us about it.
It's good.
Was it sponsored by Dr. Pepper?
I don't know if I'd say it's sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
There were so many product placements of Dr. Pepper.
I don't really pay attention to that.
Oh, I do.
Like, what are they going to try to sell me?
I fucking hate product placements, so it always stands out to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just shoehorn a product into a movie for no reason.
Which I saw in one of these trailers, and we'll talk about later when like we start doing the trailer trash.
Didn't it take place in New York or something, out on the East Coast?
Philadelphia.
Somewhere? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
So Dr. Pepper's real popular in Texas and the South.
Uh-huh.
Probably not so much in Philadelphia. I don't know. I've never been there, but it just seemed kind of shoehorned.
Yeah. I didn't really pay attention to that. I just thought, like, some of the other stuff, when they're trying to purchase the beer, that whole scene right there was pretty fucking hilarious. Just because they're asking, like, the place gets robbed. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but the place gets robbed, and they're asking like the bad guys to do certain things to him.
And
like, you're just like, what the fuck?
Because they just suddenly find out that he's bulletproof. And he's like, the little crippled boy is like, are you bulletproof in the face? Shoot him in the face.
And he's holding his camera the whole time. And he's like, shoot him in the face. Like, just shoot him. And he's like, don't shoot me in the face. And then he gets like shot like a bunch in the face. And he's like, holy shit, man, I bulletproof anywhere.
It was pretty good.
That's great.
No, it was just an entertaining movie, man. I really enjoyed it. Other than that, I know that there's two new Netflix movies everybody keeps telling me to watch, and I haven't been able to yet.
What's that?
The Silence. It's kind of like...
already sounds creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of like... what is...
Bird Box.
Not Bird Box, the other one.
Quiet Place.
That. But they said it's really good. Both Andres and TJ watched it, and they said definitely watch it.
Okay.
And I can't remember the zombie one. There's a zombie one that just came out, and I cannot remember.
Is it a comedy?
No.
I thought there was a zombie comedy, another one of those.
I wish. I love those. Because I always go back to one of these old zombie movies. I can't remember what it is, but the zombie thinks he's still a human.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to like sneak across this thing in front of all these guards. And they show like what the zombie's doing, like walking
and
all.
What he thinks he's doing.
And then what he's doing, he's like rolling on the ground and like hiding behind boxes and shit. And it's just like the zombie like slowly walking. I like shit like that. I think it's funny. Other than that, I've just been playing The Division. Nothing too
feed
crazy.
My dog. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't been playing Latex Legends?
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't been
Latex Predator.
Latex Predator.
I haven't been playing any of those battle royale games.
Yeah, I think maybe I haven't heard much about it either. So I think people are maybe getting burnt out on it. But
it's just the same thing over and over again, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Time I think for something
it's
new.
Losing its appeal.
Like a first. Like you know, what's going to be big now is a one player story driven games. Those are going to be the new hotness, and I'm real excited.
I hope so, because it feels like they're definitely making a comeback for that.
I think it goes in waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are sick of shooters. Let's try these arena games. Oh, people are getting sick of arena games. Let's make these, what are these ones called?
Well, here's the problem is that, like, something awesome comes out that kind of reshapes the genre, and then there's, like, 25,000 clones of it.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay, I'm burnt out on this. And then someone comes out with something that we've seen before, but slightly better. And it's like, oh, now that's the new hotness. And everyone clones it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, when Minecraft came out, then everything was coming out all blocky. There was a bunch of blocky-looking
games. Oh, yeah, Roblox.
Voxels. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called? And then that got hot for a little while. And
crafting games.
And like, crafting that games. That was hot for a while. And, you're right. It just comes in waves. So what's the next wave?
I don't know.
Predict it right now.
I think what, like, Red Dead and God of War kind of revitalized the single-player story-driven game, and now everyone's like, let's do that more!
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because what's the next Assassin's Creed they were just talking
about? They're going to Rome.
Rome.
Yeah, they've already been to Rome.
No, I thought they were going somewhere else.
No, I guess the way this story ends, like, I haven't finished it. I've got, like, 40 hours in the game, and I think I'm still in the first town. But I think I haven't played it all the way through. You have, right, Chester?
Mm-hmm.
And does it make sense for them to go to Rome?
You know, I didn't finish the DLC.
Okay.
So maybe that's where they say, let's go to Rome.
Yeah. I guess I was reading something. They said that's what makes sense when they announced the new.
Yeah, because I know that they announced.
Oh, they didn't announce the game. It got leaked to some source that I guess this guy, whenever he gets a leak, it almost always turns out to be true. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm okay with that. It'll just be a different time frame, right? It won't sound like, all right, back to Ezio, which I'm okay with 100%. But, you know, I think it's way before his time, way before his time.
Did they say what it's called or
no? No, I don't think they just gave the a setting. Name. Just
new Assassin's Creed set in Rome and releases in 2020.
That's it. Just like nothing.
Yeah, okay. It was like just the little.
And I appreciate
this says next Assassin's Creed game reportedly set during the Viking Age. Now that could be.
That's
fun.
The one that I was hearing.
Oh,
Viking.
That could be cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yes.
I heard both of these things. Now which one's true, I don't know.
I mean, they just got to turn the Assassin's Creed symbol upside down and you got a V in the word Viking. Boom. Marketing genius.
V for Viking.
V is for vagina.
Viking Detta.
Wow.
Okay. Moving on. What have I been up to? I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, nobody cares.
What?
You've been out of the state.
I have.
Nothing happens outside of Arizona.
Yeah, I went to Dirk's house. For all the old-time listeners, you know Dirk, the OG.
Drank with his racist neighbors.
No, they weren't racist.
Everyone in North Carolina
Nobody
is racist.
Nobody in North Carolina is racist. No, his neighbors were cool. Yeah, I had a good time. We hung out. No, because Paul was there, and he's some kind of brown person, and I think his girlfriend's like half Mexican.
The Baint?
The Baint. Yeah.
Did you guys plan that?
Yeah.
Or he just is always there?
I didn't know he was going. They didn't know I was going. Apparently, we didn't communicate very well.
Hmm.
And
but Dirk knew.
Dirk knew. No, he didn't know I was going.
What?
Yeah.
Dirk didn't know you were visiting?
No. Apparently, I just never, because Laurel told me when Paul was getting there, and I'm like, okay, thanks. And then I just tried to get there around the same time,
yeah,
just so we don't have to make two trips to the airport. And I told him, I'm like, hey, I land like 20 minutes before Paul, but I mean, I'll just hang around in the airport and wait so you guys don't have to make two trips. Or he's like, what, you're coming? Oh, yeah, I guess. Like, I didn't tell you, but whatever. I had a good time. I rode Dirk's riding lawnmower.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That was fun. Well, one of the neighbors wanted to borrow it, so you know, because he talks to his neighbors, which is super strange to me. Maybe other people do it in other parts of the country. We don't do that here in Arizona.
Yeah, which is weird.
Do you know,
like,
do you know your neighbors, Chester?
No.
Yeah, I've lived here for 10 years. I don't know. I know Jim. I've talked to him 5 times in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know anyone else. I've talked to the preacher across the street, but I have no interest in talking to him at all.
And it's funny because, like, Andres moved into the new house and all of his neighbors talk to Marty. And so they feel like, hey, maybe I can talk to Andres and Josie. That's not going to fly. Andres literally drives into his garage, like, shuts the door before he gets out. He's like,
neighbor standing at the end of the driveway with like a pitcher of iced tea and some scones or something.
Like, nah, brownies. Nah, bro. Yeah. That's not how it works.
Some casserole.
We're not doing this.
We're not friends. Like, don't.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I woke up Saturday morning and like the neighbor kids were in Dirk's kitchen. There were no adults. Laurel was down there with the neighbor kids. I'm like, what? Where is your adult? Like, how the fuck did you get here?
Yeah,
they just wander around the neighborhood. And like talk to people and go places.
Old fashioned,
it
man.
It is very old fashioned.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
Yeah,
it's too hot for kids to just be walking around.
Send them back to the zoo.
But out there,
yeah,
they got fireflies and stuff. It's great to be outside.
We played frisbee.
I know.
In the street.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I got hit right in the face. So we were throwing like 3 of them. We were like going to town, just throwing them back and forth. And one like went over my head, and I turned around and I heard someone yell, and I turned and it went wham, and it hit me right underneath my nose, like in what is this part of your lip, like in my mustache area,
the perineum.
Fucking yeah, just pegged me right in the perineum. It fucking hurt, man. I'm glad it hit me there though. It would have busted my nose if it had hit me there. It hit me hard. Then I went to, where else did I go? Where was I?
Portland.
That was fine. It rained the whole time. I was working. But it did give me a chance to watch Umbrella Academy.
Good.
Which is great. Yeah. I think I'm almost done. I think I might have one episode left. I don't want to ruin it for anyone that hasn't watched it yet, but I just watched the episode where she cut her throat.
Oh, okay. So you might have a few more episodes, yeah, right? I think there's 2 after that.
I think I'm getting close to the end. So,
yeah, so do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
And then I'll probably watch OA after that.
I like 5. I think he's hilarious. Him and
Klaus. I like Klaus because I like that guy because I used to watch Misfits, and he plays a character named Nathan on there. He's a fucking psycho. He's fucking nuts. I love him on there. And then I started watching that. I'm like, oh fuck! Like, I love this dude. Like,
I think I said this in a previous episode, but the soundtrack is one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, they pick some interesting songs sometimes. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I love the killing spree when they play "Don't Stop Me Now." Like that's
in the restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like just there's so many great scenes in there.
They're doing that now. Ever since Guardians came out with a really cool soundtrack and used songs in like places where you wouldn't expect it. Like there's a lot of stuff now that has like cool soundtracks. Where you're just like,
it's good, man.
You know, you wouldn't think this song fits here, but it totally does.
James Gunn changed the game.
That's right. And that's it. That's my. Oh, I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed every spare moment I have.
So I'm reading this article right here now. Actually, speaking of that, so I guess there's a bunch of posters in the Division 2 that center. They feature a Norse god holding what appears to be an apple of Eden.
I had seen that. That's where I saw the Viking thing.
But
it says Valhalla on the top of it or something.
The title is codenamed Kingdom.
Okay.
So Assassin's Creed Kingdom is the code name that they're using.
Oh. Hmm.
But. Supposedly, like they did kind of imply that there would be a trilogy telling the origin of the Assassins and Templars set in Egypt, Greece, and Rome.
Okay.
So, conflicting
rumors.
Which one? And assumptions. So
maybe one will be a handheld.
I mean, didn't the Vikings and the Romans fight?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know my history that well.
I don't think so,
like,
man.
Like the Romans invaded England. And fought the Celts and probably Vikings and shit.
But I don't think it's like where you're talking about like main time frame where Vikings were like ruling things. I think Rome was after that.
I don't know my history lessons.
Like when Rome was at its peak and just destroying everything. I don't think Vikings were really.
The world is only 2,000 years old anyway.
It's true.
I don't think there really were any Vikings.
They didn't. Jesus put those Viking bones there to test your faith.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's drink some beer.
All right.
Let's start in this corner. And in this corner, we can't get it out of the box. We have this Cherry Sour Nova. Who's this for?
I don't know. Whoever.
Whoever.
All right.
Flip a coin.
Oh, this one is like slick.
That one.
Super 8, Super Goes.
Yeah.
Back to the Goes's.
Gross.
Back to the Goes Tell.
I think it's Goes season because there were a lot.
Dude, raspberry milk stout.
Yeah, that one sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to drink that one. I hate stouts a lot. I'll definitely take one for the team.
Especially the milk stouts.
You know, I hate to do this to you, Chester, but Super Goes.
See, I'm like... That one's really big, and I don't want all that, but then this is a fucking goes. In fact, it's apparently the most goes ever.
Yeah.
Because I bet it's a super goes.
I bet it goes down smooth.
Oh, God.
All right, you open the show. Why don't you open your beer?
Our sessionable goes, brewed with a bevy of heroic fruits.
That's a dogfish head, isn't it?
Pours a deep, vibrant red.
Jesus.
With an ample addition of Hawaiian sea salt.
Good. Good.
Yeah, dogfish head.
Thank you, Sam Caglione or whatever his name is, for putting salt in beer.
I mean, what makes Hawaiian sea salt?
I don't know. Does that say quinoa on the back?
Quinoa?
Underneath your middle finger. What does that say?
Quinoa?
That's quinoa. Why is there quinoa in your beer?
What is quinoa?
It's like a little grain.
Yeah. And
it's actually a seed, but people replace rice with it.
I think there's a pile of quinoa in the picture right there. So
flavorless. That's what it is.
Is that the grain they used? Is it gluten-free?
Maybe the beer is flavorless and I fucking win.
I doubt
that. Is that gluten-free if they used quinoa?
It does not say it's gluten-free.
Oh, that would make it even better.
Off-centered ales for off-centered people.
That's just what Dogfish says.
Made with red sea salt, prickly pear, mango, boysenberry, blackberry, raspberry, elderberry, and kiwi juices, and toasted quinoa.
That's so weird. There's no reason to put quinoa in your drink.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a little weird.
It doesn't even taste good by itself.
Is it one of the Super 8?
I guess. Oh, it's a superfood. You're drinking a superfood.
Oh, that's what it is. That's it would be under the 8. Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of those superfoods.
Yep.
That's why.
Wow. They just grabbed everything out there and just threw it in
and
beer.
And then put it in a beer and made it not super. Yeah, it smells like a ghost. Fuck. Not as bad as many ghosts.
Yeah.
It's not great. I don't want to, but I think I can chug it down quick.
Yeah.
It's not as overpoweringly sour.
No, but it definitely is sour.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as ghosts goes. It's not that bad.
All right. So.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say about your terrible beer over there?
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
Relieved.
Almanac Beer Company, Barrel Aged Cherry Supernova, tart, refreshing, real fruit.
Real fruit.
Real fruit for a real fruit.
And there's cherries and vanilla in this.
Gross.
Why?
Aren't you allergic to vanilla?
No. I love vanilla. It's my favorite ice cream.
Oh, shit.
I was like listening to a bunch of our back episodes, and you were saying you were allergic to vanilla in one episode.
I don't know.
Because you didn't want to drink the vanilla beer you had.
Man, this is disgusting. Dude.
You got to drink that whole
thing. It smells real gross.
I am glad I got the Super Goes.
No, that is not good.
Oh!
That is not good.
Ryan's about to puke.
You ever eat cherries and then like forget that they have pits in them and you just bite into the pit and you know how it's super like bitter and disgusting? That's what that tastes like. Yeah. It tastes like cherry pits.
Great.
Oh, fuck. Dude. That hit hard, like fast.
Yeah.
There's some words written on it.
No, you usually need to like mix oxygen with it before you can taste it. You got to take a breath. Fucking fast.
Yeah.
That's real gross.
You sure you don't want to switch?
You're right.
Still?
That tastes like a cherry pit.
That's so gross. They should have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like they just ground them up with the cherries and put it in there.
Like you said, it fucking hits you immediately. Fast.
They discarded the cherry.
Hey, we ran out of cherries. What do you got left? The pits.
They called up Maraschino and they're like, hey.
We do all in pits.
Are you just throwing those away?
All right. This is a Left Hand Raspberry Milk Stout. So Left Hand Brewing, they're famous for their milk stout. That's like their flagship beer. And I don't hate it. I'm not crazy about it. But why are there got to be raspberry in it?
That's what I thought. Why would you put a fruit in a milk stout?
This actually smells really good.
Really?
Okay.
It smells really good.
As I'm thinking about it, a raspberry milkshake actually doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's not. It's probably the better of these three, honestly.
Tastes like raspberry pits.
It actually does taste. Well, you can't get the seeds out, right? It's got a little more bitterness than I would expect in a stout, but it's not bad. It's a little.
It's got kind of a coffee thing going on, as most milk stouts do.
But it's not awful.
Not the worst thing.
I wouldn't choose it if I had to choose something. I mean, I did just choose it, but. It's not terrible.
Well, you chose it because you thought it would. Because
I thought I would hate it.
Yeah. I think the coffee kind of overpowers the fruit.
The bitterness, bitter coffee flavor.
It doesn't. Like, you barely taste any raspberry anything.
I could smell it.
Yeah, you can smell it, but I couldn't really taste it. This is fucking dog shit.
Yours is the worst one for sure.
Easily.
I mean, this sums it up. Roasted coffee notes combined with raspberries and chocolate malt for creamy decadence. I mean, yeah. That
I don't
sums
know about
it up.
The creamy decadence part, but the
it
rest is
it definitely has a creamy feel to it.
Is it decadence,
it
though?
It feels, I don't know about decadence. Maybe just ness.
What's the opposite, opposite of decadence? Trashiness?
Yeah.
It's a creamy trashiness.
Trash beer.
It's got a creamy trashiness to it.
That one wins.
Yeah.
I think.
That's
that
awful.
That Lorenzo has is
what is
just
it again?
Terrible.
Almanac?
Almanac Brewing or Beer Company, Barrel Aged Cherry Supernova.
Sour Nova.
Or, yeah, Sour Nova.
Cherry Sour Nova.
The real
that's
fruit.
That's a mouthful.
Real fruit is a fucking lie.
Like
that
a cherry
is,
sour nova in the sky.
Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
So what's on the docket?
So what's on the docket, boys? Yeah.
I knew it.
Trailers.
trailers.
Trailer trash. A lot of trailers came out in the past week or so.
Well, can we talk about the elephant in the room first?
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Well, where do you want to start?
Let's start with games. Let's start with game trailers.
I was going to say, let's start with the new Star Wars game trailer.
Looks interesting. What's it called? It's called Jedi Fallen Order.
Star Wars Jedi: Fallen Order. Okay.
Apostrophe.
Jedi.
S. I don't know. You were punctuating.
I just wanted to fit in. It's a Star Wars Jedi colon.
It's all cutscenes. The trailer's all cutscenes.
Yeah.
But the that Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, we didn't see any actual gameplay in that trailer. I mean, it's a teaser trailer, right? Yeah.
Right.
Just to get the word of mouth.
Just the word of mouth.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a one player. Story-driven game like we were just talking about with no microtransactions. We'll see how long EA sticks to that.
Yeah,
because what was it Battlefield 2 that they were just like outrageous
macrotransactions is what they're going to include.
Yeah, no, they're not a dollar anymore. Every transaction is now $60.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, you want a new lightsaber? $60. You want a new hat? $60.
You want your controller to work? $60.
Yeah. $60 for the code to take the input from the controller.
Yeah.
Great. Super.
Congratulations on buying a game you can't play yet.
Yeah. Enjoy these cutscenes. The graphics look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's too much. They just look real.
Yeah, it's getting to be pretty crazy. But it, like we said, there's no actual gameplay, so we'll have to wait to see what that looks like.
Remember when Heavy Rain came out and people just, God, man, this is like the people, they look like real people. It's like it's beyond. It's
Did you finish that game? That. By the way,
Heavy Rain?
No, Become Human or Detroit. Yeah,
I played it through twice.
Oh, okay.
I didn't finish the second playthrough. I was like, I'm gonna save everyone, and I started playing it through again, and then I got bored. Nobody's died yet, though.
No.
Really? Good job, man.
But a little more than halfway through it.
Yeah. I haven't killed anyone in Assassin's Creed yet.
Not people or just animals?
No, yeah, I've just been killing animals.
Oh, okay.
Because you can knock people out. I've just been knocking everyone
out. I was
looking
through a playthrough, and there was apparently something I missed that pretty much guarantees one of my characters is going to die. So
is that why you stopped?
It may have been when I realized that. I was like, I'm bored.
Like, I'm not starting this.
It's like one of those things, like in Heavy Rain, to get the good ending, there was like one split second thing that you had to do in order to like survive some motorcycle jump.
Yep.
And in this, in order to get like the best ending, there's one little thing you have to do. You have to find like a picture of the cop's son on his kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking like was searching this table and I couldn't find this picture. And then my time ran out, and I was like, all right, cool.
You can't go back to your previous save?
No, it auto-saves.
Oh. Well.
It's the future.
You should start all over.
This is real life.
Start all over.
I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over it.
So we'll get more about Jedi Fallen Order, I'm sure, in the coming months. But so far, I mean, it looks cool.
It looks cool.
I like Jedi stuff.
It takes place right after Order 66, or maybe it's a while after.
No, I think it's right after. He's one of the Jedi. From what I was reading, he's one of the Jedi that goes in. Okay. So there's one of the stories is called Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. His name, they just call him the Padawan. Like, he doesn't have a name.
Okay, he was a Padawan then.
Yeah, and he goes into hiding. There's looked an adorable like droid in it. There's always adorable droids.
Looked like he was working on an oil rig, just trying to get by.
Yep.
And there's a new mystery Sith for some reason. There's always got to be a brand new Sith character. It's like, there's only two Sith ever.
Nope. It turns out there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's always like the Master and the Apprentice. And then the Apprentice always has a secret apprentice.
Right.
Because he's planning to overthrow the Master.
But the Master always has another secret apprentice that the regular apprentice doesn't know about.
In case he has to replace.
In case he gets betrayed by his apprentice. Because that's what Sith do, right? You got to kill your Master and then you become the Master, right?
Right, and so the Master's always looking out for his apprentice to backstab him.
That secret apprentice has another apprentice.
Every secret apprentice has a double secret apprentice.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Right?
It's a big old Sith tree. Ton of them.
The roots are underground. You can't see them.
And then we watched a couple of trailers for more Mortal Kombat characters. which, man, they always just look
so
good.
There's some cool fucking characters, man. I like there's a bunch of new characters.
The moves look great. The violence looks great. Mm-hmm.
The backgrounds look really good.
The titty physics look great.
Titty physics are fantastic.
Gotta appreciate that.
What was
titty
the
physics.
What's the bee lady? What the hell's her name?
Deborah.
Like, huh?
Deborah.
Her background looked fucking nuts. It's gross and all like drippy and people like wrapped up
and
in cocoons
and that's a cool looking fucking character. She's like a spider lady.
Yeah.
That has like wasps living inside her.
Yeah.
And then at one point, like, she discarded her husk and you was just like a flying wasp that was fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what is happening? This is cool as shit. How do you do that move? And can you undo it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now you're just flying around the whole time.
Right? It's like, oh, crap. I accidentally switched to the wasp form too soon.
Why won't you kick? Oh, wait.
Sweep the leg. God damn it.
It's just a little leg.
like a little spider or
little,
wasp
little
leg.
Bug leg just trying to kick you. And you just like, stop it. Stop it. So that looks cool. And then there was the new one, the god, some of the sea.
I can't remember what her name is. She looked like she looked like she was the Avatar from the Avatar cartoon show. She controlled all the elements.
Yeah, because she came out and like grass started growing around her.
Right. She was using rock things.
Yeah, rock, water, wind, fire.
Mm-hmm. Those are the elements.
She's going to be pretty cool. The only one that I know that you're not going to be able to play so far is like the leader of that group. She's like the main overall like person that you're trying to attack.
Are they like group of gods or something?
Yeah, that's like coming back to fight the other group of gods.
So it's like
Mortal Kombat.
An Immortal Kombat kind of thing.
Well, it's like, you know, that's for the realm. Like we're fighting for the realm. Mm-hmm. Well, this other planet found out. And so now they're coming to try to take it over.
I want a piece of that too.
Is it just a planet full of gods?
I don't know. I don't know I don't know the whole backstory on each one of these characters yet.
Doesn't that exist in DC, right?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of that planet, but that's where What's-His-Face comes from.
Krypton?
No. Darkseid?
Oh.
I think that's where he comes from, right?
Yeah.
Him and Steppenwolf?
Yeah. Yeah. Steppenwolf. Get your motor running.
Rock God.
Every time I hear that shit.
Bone to be well.
Do we watch any more game trailers or is it all movies now?
I don't know of any other game trailers.
Oh, there's a ton of movies coming out, though.
Yeah.
And honestly, most of them look good.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Almost all of the trailers that I saw when I saw these other two movies looked amazing.
So let's start with Dave Bautista.
So
he's a big star now.
Everyone's favorite Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista was in two trailers at when I went to see Hellboy. He was in two different trailers.
Really?
So he's been busy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He's been real busy. He's making that money. I mean, he's fucking hilarious.
He is.
Both of the movies he's in are comedies.
Yeah.
One looks like it's for families. My Spy.
Yeah.
Not real enthusiastic about that one.
If you had to like watch it where someone had a kid and you're like, okay, now I have to watch this movie.
Right. Like I wouldn't hate.
It might be a good choice.
I wouldn't hate having to watch that.
Yeah.
But the other one, Stuber, that looks just fucking amazing.
It looks super funny, dude.
Kumail Nanjiani is one of my favorite comedians. And what? He's an Uber driver and Dave Bautista is a cop. Yeah. Who doesn't know how Uber works. It just looks fucking hilarious. That looks like a great, great movie.
That's a good way to get fired as a cop. Call an Uber to take you to a crime scene. Come
on. He does the pool.
This is so, Uber pool. This is so unbelievable. Now I can't watch it. I just realized how bad the concept is.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't seem like he's that good of a cop to begin with.
It doesn't. He seems like he's one of a burnout cop on the edge.
Yeah. He like in End of Days.
Is that? I don't remember. Was he in that?
Arnold
Schwarzenegger was in that.
I don't know if I ever saw the movie. I had the soundtrack, though.
He just was like a burnout cop.
Yeah.
Or like Lethal Weapon.
Like, I think in the beginning of the movie, he like pours a half-finished beer from the night before into a blender with a piece of pepperoni pizza. Like, that's his breakfast.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger eats for breakfast. That's how he got so big. By eating pizza and beer for breakfast.
Yep.
That's how I got to be so big.
It'll do it. Yeah, right? Nothing but gains.
It worked differently for him than it did for me.
Culminating mass.
Nothing but gains.
Oh man.
I followed his diet to the T, and this is how I turned out.
Now right? I'm super gross. What else did we watch in Chester? You got a list.
Let's see what else I had on my list here. Men in Black, the new Men in Black movie.
That looks interesting. Well, like I told you guys before, I haven't watched the third one.
I like the third one.
You gotta watch the third
one. I feel like
it
I'm behind.
Pretty good.
You know how much I love time travel shit? Third one's got a bunch of time travel shit.
No, I never knew that about you.
I love time travel shit.
Okay.
If you, when my birthday's coming up for Christmas, give me some time travel, dude. Just give me some time travel.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to do it on my own.
So just get you a fifth of something.
Just get me something to drink. Yeah, that looks cool. They're going international. It's got Chris Hemsworth. They go to England, I think.
And the Valkyrie. I don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name.
The Valkyrie.
Oh, and Liam Neeson.
And Liam Neeson.
Plays the stoic old dude.
Yep. He's the new Tommy Lee Jones. Yep. Super serious. MIB agent. Mm-hmm. I don't really know who the bad guys are. They didn't really kind of... I mean, there was those green-looking guys
they
that came out in a fireball.
Aliens that looked like... they looked like ISIS. They're illegal aliens.
Okay. Jeez. Space ISIS.
I'm still saying we should build a wall around the Earth.
Yeah, we got to.
Keep the aliens out.
Keep them out. Build that wall.
Yeah.
What was that on where they built a wall around the Earth, but it was just like one band of a wall?
I don't know.
Do you remember what I'm talking about, though?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I can't remember what movie that was. It was really funny, though.
But there was like...
It just went around it.
Is it like a brick wall? Is it just like a one solid...
Yeah, it's just like a strip. Like the like the Earth almost had a ring around it.
There's the Futurama where they tried to stop them from delivering the oil rig.
The ships just lined up?
No, they just... Didn't they? Weren't they holding hands? They like were just holding hands around the spaceship, and then the spaceship just.
Oh yeah, 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 yes, yes.
Okay, I remember now.
Good Boys.
That looks really funny.
That looks like a really. I feel so uncomfortable having those three like 10-year-old boys in those scenarios.
Like cussing so much. And
yeah.
Playing with sex toys,
dildo, and yeah, a lot of it. It's real uncomfortable.
The scene where the kid's arm is dangling just.
I'm fine. It's fucking all out of sight. That kid's all.
Yeah, that looked really funny.
Yeah, that was a. This is a Seth Rogen.
From Seth Rogen.
Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get down with that. I like his movies because I just like dirty comedy.
He just—it's like if one of us wrote a movie.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
I don't want—I don't mind smart comedy. I like Futurama. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess I would call that smart comedy because sometimes you got to think about it and there's math on it. But I also like just raunchy, dirty comedy, and this is just perfect for that.
So you like Sausage Party?
I liked Sausage Party.
You like our podcast?
No, never listened to it.
Not once.
I don't listen to podcasts. Surprising revelation from the podcast guy. I don't listen to podcasts. I'm not sure I've ever listened to a podcast. I find them boring.
You listen to talk radio.
It's because that's actual news about what's going on in my
community. We talk about actual news?
No, we don't. Also, we don't have traffic reports.
We could include that.
Yeah, I mean, tell you. Okay, let's find out. I think the 10 West is closed right now, actually.
I don't know. There was an accident on Friday on the 10.
That doesn't help me.
Yeah, that was Friday when you got back. They helped you right now.
Why didn't you tell me?
He meant this upcoming Friday.
There's gonna be
future
an accident.
Friday.
There is.
On Good Friday.
There's an accident every Friday. So watch out for that.
Yeah. I-10 East. Huge accident.
What else we got here?
What's the
Brightburn?
Brightburn. Fuck. That's the one I want to see.
I know everyone watched the first trailer. I didn't know another one had came out.
I wrote
out.
Brightburn, fuck yes, in all caps on my notes here.
So if you don't know, now you know. But this is kind of loosely based on the Superman story. There was I forgot the name of the story was. There was like a what-if scenario where like if he was evil instead of good. And it's not expressly based on Superman, but just the idea of it. That kid, that looks creepy as shit sometimes.
Right, I mean, his spaceship lands, he's adopted and raised by two people that own a
small world town. He can fly, he can shoot lasers out of his eyes, he's fast.
In, what, Littleville?
Smallville?
Smallville.
Yeah.
No, that's the actual Superman. Yeah. This is alternate, because his name is, it's not Clark, it's like Brandon or something.
Yeah, I think it's Brandon Routh.
And, exactly. And they live in Littleville.
Yeah, Littleton.
His mom's name is not Martha. It's something different.
Margaret.
Margaret?
Yeah.
Margaret Ralph?
Margaret Clint.
So that looked actually like a kind of a scary movie.
Dude, creepy kids are the worst thing to put in movies.
And dude, that mask he's got is creepy as fuck. Right?
It looks almost like the Scarecrow mask.
I love that part where the dude's driving down the dark road and he sees the kid in the mask standing in front of his truck.
Turns his lights off.
And for some reason, his headlights turn off and back on, and then the kid's just hovering about a foot off the ground. And he's like, nope. Probably the same reaction I would have.
He fucks up that lady in the diner, and there's a piece of glass stuck in her eye.
Oh, God, and they show it close up, her trying to pull it out.
In the trailer. It's gross.
I don't think I would just try to pull that out on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would.
I don't know. I'd probably look on WikiHow for how to get a piece of glass shard of glass out of your eye.
How to remove shard of glass from your eye.
Well, what if it's like blocking you from like trying to close your eye?
It would absolutely be blocking you from closing your eye.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to try to close your eye? That's why you try to pull it out. That'd be me, probably, because I'd try to close my eye, knowing that there's something.
What if you try to close your eye and the glass slices right through your eye?
No. That's fucked up. I had a piece of metal in my eye, and I could not stop myself from blinking. Like, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, trying to hold my eye open.
Your eye is so metal.
Yeah. Is gross. I looked up how to get it off on WikiHow.
There you go. How'd you see that?
Huh?
Well, that's not your good eye.
Yeah, it was in my right eye, my bad eye.
Yeah.
So it didn't really
matter. That's lucky.
Yeah, I mean, good job. Yeah, you just grab a piece of paper towel, roll up real tight, and then just wipe it on your eye and it'll get caught in the paper towel and pull it right out. Scratch the fuck out of the inside of my eyelid, though. I don't know if there's much feeling on your eyeball. Maybe that's why she could pull it out, that piece of glass.
I think you can feel pressure, because when I put my contacts in, I can feel that. But other than that, I don't know if
maybe you're pushing on your eye too
nerve
hard,
endings.
Bro. You don't need to push the contact on.
He's like sitting a foot away from his eye and just bam.
Dude, when I try to put it on my right eye, like, it always sticks to my finger every time. It takes me like 8 tries to get the fucking contact.
Really? You know, you're like, you know what? Just get in there.
Yeah. So I just
kind of spring.
A little super glue.
Wait, I never had that problem. Did you just push it in and it goes and like all the air comes out of it?
For some reason the right
eye.
One never does that.
That's really?
Weird. That's weird. Your eye? Maybe it's misshapen.
Maybe.
Maybe your eye's flat.
Maybe it's got
diverticulitis.
Like a crevasse for the air to get back in.
What are other weird diseases? Maybe you got astigmatism.
Maybe.
I don't even know what diverticulitis is. I just said it.
So Brightburn looks scary.
Yeah. Creepy ass kid.
New Godzilla. Have you guys seen that trailer?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I assumed you had.
They shoehorn every monster in there, which is fine. Because they even made Mothra look cool, because Mothra looked terrible. Let's be honest.
The original one, Mothra's
dumb looking.
But they made it look cool. Yeah. And the pterodactyl one, I remember his name. But
that reminds me. I was at the bar the other night. And for some reason, Godzilla Rule 34 came up.
That's hot.
What?
And there was a real sexy version of Mothra.
Okay.
He's like, I'm going to look at this later.
Let me find that for you guys. While I'm searching, Godzilla's got a big old dick.
It's the king of the monsters.
That kaiju cock.
I mean, that's a monster dong right there.
Jesus.
Is he in Seattle? He's just spewing all over Seattle.
Well, Space Needle's good for something. Oh, look at that, dude. Godzilla thick.
God damn.
I don't know who goes out of their way to be like, you know what? I'm going to draw me some Godzilla porn.
Godzilla needs a big, shiny ass. They're covered in scales all over.
I like that ass.
Is all big and shiny.
What's the three-headed dragon?
Gamera? Is that Gamera?
It's a Fuda. Three-headed Fuda with dragon faces on the dicks.
Christ.
I love the internet. Oh, there she is. There's sexy Mothra. Right?
It's just an anime girl with
what's
wings.
Up, girl?
It's literally just an anime girl with wings.
She's got a weird head thing going on. Oh. Anyway.
Excuse me.
So there was that.
No, Gamera's the turtle.
What's
that's Gamera.
I say Gamera because I'm American. I'm Gamerican.
Gamera.
What is it? A Ghidorah?
Yeah, it's King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah.
The three-headed dragon.
Who's in the new movie.
Right.
But this is like leading up. I guess the next one after this is going to be Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Again?
Yeah. What do you mean again?
They did that in like the 30s or something.
Yeah, they did it a long time ago. Which I don't understand. Because if you do like the size scale.
All they ever do is just remake movies.
No. If yeah, they do the size scale, like they've made Godzilla
like ridiculous.
Huge.
Yeah. There's
and
no.
King Kong would basically. Yeah, it just wouldn't. It wouldn't add.
It'd be
up.
Like getting attacked by a Shih Tzu. Like get off.
I just don't know the size scale because they made Godzilla just.
But
gigantic.
I mean, I assume there's some other threat that comes along and they team up because they're both good guys.
Oh, I wonder if it's a big werewolf.
That's maybe what I'm hoping for.
And the Rock.
Just oversized The Rock.
Yeah, this is just Rampage 2 in the making.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
What else do I have on the list here? Oh, I put a eggplant emoji next to John Wick 3. I think we've already talked about that.
We're already aware of that.
Yeah.
Anna.
That was the other one we watched.
It looks like a cool fucking spy movie.
Yeah.
Girl power.
It looks like what was the one before that? Even the writer from that,
Lucy,
made this one.
Right.
Did you guys watch that movie?
No.
Real clever. No. Title.
I don't watch movies with women in them.
Okay, like on this, watch that movie.
Makes porn uncomfortable.
Yeah, on this, watch that movie when he first came out, and he said everything was okay until he got to the very end of the movie, and he just absolutely hated it.
What, Lucy?
Yeah, have you seen it?
He probably just didn't want it to end.
I think I saw it.
Well, no, it's like
that's the one with Scarlett.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
No, so she like. Gains the ability to, like, know everything.
I saw Salt.
Salt wasn't bad. No. That's the one with...
Angelina?
Yeah. And then I always think of the Atomic Blonde was the other one.
Atomic Blonde was good.
Yeah.
That was a cool movie.
Have you ever seen that one?
No, I don't watch movies.
Okay. I was just saying. But, yeah, so the very end of that movie, like, she's gaining, like, knowledge throughout the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And, like, beating people up. And then at the end, she's like, and now I'm everywhere. And she just vanishes.
Like oh, just, she's the one.
Just
yeah.
She flies away, Rage Against the Machine starts playing, movie ends.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Cool.
Perfect.
So now she's the new Matrix?
She is the Matrix. She's the one.
Mm-hmm.
She's John Wick 3. The quest for peace.
The quest for peace. Jeez.
So Anna looked cool. Definitely watch that trailer because there's a really badass fight scene in it.
Yeah.
Which
very unique way to fight.
It was cool.
I think I've seen that. I've seen it like in like a comedic way.
Yeah.
But never like
that. I like though she like uses everything that just kind of happens to be in her hands.
You know what they should have played with
like
Sonic
she pulls
that
she
fight
pulls
scene.
The pistol like their gun apart.
Yeah.
And stabs a dude in the neck with part of it.
And like twist it.
Yeah,
cool.
I've seen that before. I can't remember what movie, though.
Anna?
No.
Yeah, it was in that trailer.
No. Because they use it pretty often in other movies just because of the
pretty often, huh?
Where they come
what,
slide
they
the
stab people with guns pretty often? I've never seen that before. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've seen them take guns apart and like throw them at people, like they throw it at their face or whatever.
Yeah.
But not yeah, well, we saw what happens when somebody throws a gun at somebody. They catch it, they hit the dude on the ground.
Oh, that was in that Bautista movie. Yeah, Stuber. That was fucking hilarious.
That was pretty damn funny. Let's see if I have anything else on here. Oh, the elephant in the room, Star Wars 9.
Oh yeah, that one. I forgot about that
one.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's two more we haven't talked about. That I mean, it was a quick scene from the movie, right? It was 20 seconds of her standing in the desert.
But that was badass.
Yeah, it looked cool, like her flipping over that fucking spaceship.
That's gonna be fucking badass. But then there's like, what, Palpatine's back?
Yeah. It does a few more quick cuts of it. You know, it shows Kylo Ren and it shows Leia and it just shows some things.
He's putting his
helmet back together. Oh, it shows Lando Calrissian. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Lando's in it.
It always goes down smooth.
That's right.
Oh, no, that's not it. That's from Anchorman. he says it works every time. Anyways. And then it cuts to the end. And then, the Palpatine laugh, which I totally thought was a Joker laugh.
I did too at first.
Because Mark Hamill had been talking the whole time.
And he was kind of crazy.
Yeah. So maybe he turns into the Joker, finally.
It's like, oh, maybe Luke comes back somehow.
That'd be awesome.
I just don't know
how
they bring Palpatine back.
The Rise
or why,
of Skywalker.
Why do they even need to?
The Rise of the Joker in Star Wars.
I'll tell you why. Because J.J. Abrams doesn't have any new ideas.
Right. He'll show you something real pretty, but he can't figure out how to tell a new story.
I honestly don't think he can. Like what? Super 8 was his first? No, not. Was he? Did he do Super 8?
He did do
something. Cloverfield.
No, yeah.
Which was just a fucking like giant monster movie, but told from someone's first person point of view.
Yeah, and that was a thing for like 2 or 3 years. There were a bunch of weird first person cameras. They did one of those zombie movies like that too.
Put the camera down and save yourself.
Diary of the Dead. That's what it was called.
Diarrhea?
Diarrhea of the Dead.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Just shitting out human parts. Gross.
Just shitting everywhere.
Can they digest even, or are they just eating and it goes out the other side?
Yeah, like what do zombies do? Do they need sustenance? They don't need sustenance because they're dead.
Right.
But they always want to eat people.
Right?
They just want brains.
They like seriously just live until they completely fall apart or they cut their heads off, right?
Right.
Until they just completely decompose. So why do they need food?
And zombies don't make sense.
They don't.
Zombies do not make sense.
Man, so scientifically inaccurate.
I'm so
they should really rethink that entire
zombies.
Genre. Right?
You're so over zombies?
I am.
It's time for ninjas to make a comeback.
No, we're talking.
Ninjas
kick back.
Three ninjas kick back again, part two.
In a zombie form.
Well, Karate Kid made a comeback, so why not Three Ninjas?
Right? There's that
Have
whole,
you watched
it? Cobra
no.
Kai?
I heard it's really good, though.
I've heard it's really good, too.
The Cobra Kai series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my new roommate won't shut up about it.
Really?
Loves it.
Yeah, I heard it's the bomb. I think my mom watched it, which is weird.
I heard good things.
I also have heard good things, but I just haven't watched
it. There was one more trailer we need to talk about before we get out of here. It's Joker, the Joker movie.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Just the Joker. I think so.
Who asked for this movie?
I don't know.
Who is anyone in this room excited for it?
No.
I'll see it.
I don't.
I'll see it, but
that's the thing about the Joker. He doesn't need an origin. He just is. And I accept that. Like some people, I would like to know their backstory. Joker, I just accept that he is.
Yeah.
Well, that's like one of the things about him is that he's just a big mystery. Like
yeah.
He just showed up,
and that's what makes him cool because you always just wonder who is this guy.
Well,
where the hell did he come from?
So the Michael Keaton movie, they gave him a backstory,
right?
Right.
Which
it's not canon.
But then the Christopher Nolan one, love that joke.
Yeah,
he just shows up out of nowhere,
and that's how he should be.
And he just loves chaos.
Yep.
Fucking amazing.
And he didn't like you. Just like okay, it's the Joker. Like he's here. Like there's no need for me to explain what happened to him. And I like that he always changes his story through the whole thing. You want to know how I got these scars? And it's just like,
it's always a different story.
Yeah. It's fucking creepy as shit. Because
you don't need to know. You don't need to know how he got those scars.
You don't?
Yeah. He's just there and he has them and you need to deal with that in your own way.
Yeah. And then like Mark Hamill's Joker, no backstory.
Right.
Just creepy as fuck.
Well, him and even in the video games, like the Arkham series, dude, the Joker is fucking
he just
awesome.
Exists.
Yeah.
So I don't need to see a stupid backstory featuring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite actor that always looks depressed.
I don't like Joaquin Phoenix.
He always looks depressed.
It's the hair lip.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that why you want to know how I got this scar?
I was born with it.
Yeah. I was born not River Phoenix.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
It's
right?
Tragic for me. Because then he'd be dead.
It drove him slowly mad, not being his brother.
Yeah, that's what. It's for the Joker movie. That's his origin story. His brother died in the Viper room, and it drove him nuts. Stupid Joker movie. It looks fucking stupid.
I don't know. The trailer is just like... it just has... It's like Scorsese! Even though Scorsese's name is nowhere on it. I thought he was part of it.
I don't really? Know. I didn't even know
he was. I looked through the IMDb, and I couldn't find his name anywhere.
I didn't know he had anything to do with it.
I'm pretty sure that there was a lot of talk. Scorsese's doing a Joker origin film.
No, why?
I don't think it is. Gross. And I probably won't watch it. Unless someone is just like... Someone I can trust that actually likes the Batman franchise. So like, you need to see this movie. I'll be fucking fine. I'll watch it. But as it stands right now, I have no interest in seeing this fucking
movie. That'd be Andres. Okay. He's hard.
All the other movies talked about?
Batman.
I'll watch all of them eventually. They all look good. Especially Stuber. Stuber was the best trailer you watched today, I think. That movie looks fucking hilarious.
Easily. Yep. That's really funny.
So, don't forget to get over to our website, nofunshow.com. Check out all of our old episodes. Get over to our Facebook page. I'll probably do a contest. I don't know if I have time to do one this
month. Dude, I was listening to some of our back episodes and just laughing my ass off.
I know. You wouldn't stop texting us about it.
We are so funny.
We're okay.
I like the bumper sticker. If you can read this, you're already doing better than Ryan.
It's true. It is true.
Just in big block letters.
I do like that one.
All right. So for episode 72, I'm Ryan. Always wait until Chester takes
a
drink.
I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
Chug.
I finished my bad beer 20 minutes ago, you bitches. Don't turn it off until he finishes the beer.
Hurry, we're running out of music.
Oh, my God.
Gotta hurry.
Finish it. Chug. Nope.
Okay. Come on. I'm not going to pee. You're disappointing our listeners.
You're the worst. I got to pee so bad.